We're ready for the fourth. What a scintillating third quarter that was. Wharton now leading 44-41. Tigers outscoring Valley that quarter 20-16. Both teams throwing haymakers at each other big time. Valley now in a half-court trap. Heckman out to Carson Gould. Carson up the near sideline to Bricker. At the free throw line, Heckman drives in, shoots over Johnson, and misses it short. Fight for the rebound. It's loose. Shepard rolled around and got it out of there to Cumberland. Cumberland behind the back at midcourt. Almost ran into his own guy. Almost ran into double team. Heckman stole the ball. Heckman stole it away from him on the second behind the back dribble. Into the front court, Carson Gould, half a minute into the fourth. On the right side, Jackson Gould out to Trey Davis. Back to Carson Gould, back to Trey near side of the center circle. Now to Bricker, back to Davis. Across the top for Carson Gould. Carson against Cumberland. Dribbles to the middle, throws it to the near side to Heckman. Warside spread the floor. But this is not the hold the ball, spread the floor. This is, we're trying to spread you out and take the ball to the basket. Heckman, stop and go move. Right side Davis, back out to Carson Gould. Back up the sideline to Trey. Trey jumps a pass cross court to Heckman. Heckman fakes the three, drives in, shoots over Akase, and couldn't get it. Back tapped out by Carson Gould, grabbed by Kaiser for tipping New Valley. Down court, Johnson all by himself for two. Johnson makes it 44-43. Warsaw with a one-point lead, a minute and a half into the fourth. Carson Gould to the line and across. They lob it back far side, Jackson Gould. Jackson down to the right baseline. Skips it out for Carson Gould, now to Bricker in the corner, Heckman. Heckman back up the sideline to Bricker. Bricker bounces the foul line, Trey Davis. Back to the basket, bounces it immediately back out to Carson Gould. Joe Luce instructing his defense on what he wants. Right side, Jackson Gould with a head fake, got knocked over, foul called. Riley Shepard with the foul, his first. And I think that's seven. No, six, according to the scoreboard. Out of bounds to Warsaw. Jackson Gould will throw it in.
Jackson was very fortunate to get knocked over because he took a dribble that went off his foot. The ball was rolling out of bounds before contact was made. Fortunately for the Tigers, though, they draw the foul there.
Shepard comes out. Nice is in for Tippecanoe Valley. Gould bounces into Martin on the block against Nice. He's double-teamed. Slipped it across. Trey Davis for two. What a heads-up play by Martin. 46-43, Warsaw by three, 2 minutes gone, fourth quarter. Kaiser, a pull-up, 25-footer, is good. What a game he's having. 21 for him. We are all tied at 46.
Well, you knew he was going to come to play tonight, and certainly we're seeing the Tate Kaiser that we knew we were going to see 2 years ago when he was playing here as a sophomore.
Jackson Gould to the right, shoots a 15-footer, missed it. Martin, the rebound, back out to Carson Gould. Cross-court pass to Jackson. One-on-one against Tate Kaiser. Hands off to Martin on the weave, out to Carson Gould, left side to Davis. 5.5 minutes left to play in the game. We are tied at 46. Now Carson Gould trying to hand off to Jackson. He'll have to lob it out to him near the timeline instead. Now to Brant Martin. Heckman's on the bench at the moment. Trey Davis out to Martin, guarded by Nice. He'll flip it back to Carson Gould, now back out to Trey.
Jesus.
And sorry. A whistle, and Bricker got mugged in the lane.
I apologize. That was one of the dirtiest plays I've seen in a long time, and it's lucky that Luke was able to avoid that because there was two elbows thrown right at his head, and it was the second time this possession that that's happened.
Cumberland with the foul. No, check that. It was not Cumberland.
It was Johnson.
It was Johnson. That's his fourth. Bricker up there. That's the guy you want if you're the Tiger. Shooting 1-1, and the first one is good.
It's been a constant problem here in the last 2 minutes or so that every time somebody gets around him, he throws elbows at him. And right there, Luke Bricker can't defend himself when he's trying to set a screen, and he tries to literally do everything he can to throw elbows right at his head.
Oh, Bricker with a rare miss after hitting the first. Warsaw has the lead, 47-46. Valley's got the ball, exactly 5 minutes to go. Kaiser against Carson Gould, backs it out to the center circle. Now to Nice with his back to the basket at the right elbow and a foul called away from the ball. They're going to call a foul away from the ball on the Tigers. Trey Davis with his third. He's got all three fouls that Warsaw has been called for in the second half.
And that's an even up foul because not only is that play going, it's so far away from where the basketball's happening. The basketball's all the way on the right wing. Cumberland's running towards the opposite corner and they're calling a hold foul that has nothing to do with the play.
Kaiser to throw it in. Lobs it out for Akase. Akase 8 feet out against Techman, who just came back in. And another bumping foul called against the Tigers. Carson Gould will get his second.
And that one's a legit one there. That was a lot of contact by Carson Gould. But, you know, as you're the Tigers, right now you have the ability to go to the free throw line when you get fouled. You don't want to inch your team fouls up to where Valley's going to be going to the line as well.
On the inbounds, they lob to Akase in the backcourt. Now to Kaiser. Kaiser will walk it up. Carson Gould waiting for him on the backside of the center circle. Akase at the right elbow against Heckman. Takes him down. Blocked by Heckman from behind. And he grabs it out of midair. Heckman will bring it up the court. 4.5 minutes left. Warsaw leads by one. Nobody picked him up. Heckman drives it in the lane. Takes it right. Off-balance shot. No good. Rebound grabbed by Akase for Tippecanoe Valley. Looking for an outlet. Ball knocked away by Martin. Take it away. Carson Gould. Up and Heckman back to Jackson Gould. What a play by Martin there to tip that ball from behind. Warsaw with the ball in a one-point lead. 4:10 left. Jackson Gould down in the near corner. Finds a cutting Trey Davis. Slipped it out top. Heckman for three. Good! Drew Heckman's got 14. Warsaw leads 50-46. Timeout, Tippecanoe Valley. Timeout, Vikings. 4 minutes to play in the fourth. It's a full timeout. Warsaw 50, Valley 46. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. What a great game this has been up to this point. And still, the hero role is yet to be filled. Oh, we just lost the scoreboard.
I was going to say, I know who's not going to be the hero, and it's whoever just shut the scoreboard off.
4 minutes left, exactly. Warsaw with the lead by four. And now a flurry of human beings run to the scores table to try to get this thing back up and running.
Well, I can tell you this. It's been, I don't believe this year that I've done this, but I can tell you right now that I will go home tonight and I will rewatch this one because it's been that much fun the first time around. Second time around, you pick up new stuff and it'll be just as much fun.
And you've got a host of people crawling down under the hood, and now you have Michael Houck, assistant athletic director, and Leslie Jackson, events coordinator, running back to the storage closet. Did they snap a wire on the scores table, on the scoreboard? I don't know. The scoreboard has completely gone dark. And so we are in a holding pattern coming out of the timeout. There goes the scoreboard back on. Exactly where it was when we left it.
Well, Coach Gunner got underneath there like he was getting underneath the car to do an oil change and probably fixed a couple things, and away he goes, and he's brushing it off now, and he's always the MVP of a game no matter what game you're at.
Not cars, tractors on the farm.
That's, yeah. Good point.
Tractors
Very
on the
good.
Farm. He had the hood up on the international on that one. Here we go. 4 minutes to play. Warsaw 50, Tippecanoe Valley 46. Viking ball headed to the far end. Covered across the line. Kaiser out on the left. Takes it in the lane. Fakes, shoots, and scores again. Tade Kaiser, 23 points. What a game he's having here. The Tiger Den tonight. 50-48 Warsaw. 3:40 left to play. Carson Gould across the line, guarded by Riley Shepard. Gets around one, gets around two. Looking inside, finds Trey Davis by himself for two. Akase was guarding him. He left him, and Trey went right to the basket. Warsaw again by four. Kaiser runs into Carson Gould, couldn't get past him. Backs away, no count yet. Now Kaiser to the elbow, spins back the middle. Blocked by Carson Gould. Kaiser got it back and scored. Jackson Gould blocked it, and Kaiser saw it right above his head, reached up and picked it off and scored to make it 52-50 Warsaw. 3 minutes left. Trey Davis out top for Carson Gould. They're going to come and trap him. Jackson Gould has it near sidelines. Jackson picks up his dribble, lobs cross court. Bricker now to Carson Gould. Carson double teamed. Needs help. Threw it away. It's taken away by Cumberland, and then he's fouled by Jackson Gould. Jackson took that foul to make sure that Valley didn't get a breakout. And with 2:42 left, it's out of bounds to Valley at midcourt.
And see, that's a really good foul if you don't make the foul in the first half that puts you with two to begin with, because now you're playing with three. You still have a little bit of wiggle room, but, you know, you want your senior leader on the floor at the end of the game if you can handle it. And so far right now, Jackson's got to be careful not to get this fourth too quickly.
Heckman in for Martin with 2:42 to go. Kaiser into the backcourt to Johnson, who's a very big target. Now Cumberland in the center circle on the front court side of the timeline. Cumberland against Davis. Looking for Kaiser. Can't get the ball to him. Out of the right side to Shepard. Back out for Cumberland. Cumberland at the elbow. Picks up his dribble out to Johnson. Johnson, he couldn't get it to Kaiser either. Johnson takes a couple dribbles. Hands off to Cumberland. Cumberland down to the right side. Outside the lane. Back to the free throw line. Spins back the right. Puts it up. Puts it in. And a foul. Cumberland scores against Trey Davis, who has his fourth, and the game is tied at 52.
Well, and both Trey and Carson did a really good job in that possession of denying Cumberland and Kaiser, but unfortunately, once Cumberland got the ball, he was able to take about 12 dribbles and change direction. It took him four changes of direction to finish, and then Trey gets the foul.
Cumberland puts the free throw in. He's a 67% free throw shooter, and he's given Valley the lead, 53-52 with 2:10 left. Carson Gould out to Davis. Near side to Jackson Gould. Jackson holding, and he'll back it out against Tate Kaiser. Jackson will walk it toward the center circle. Now to Heckman, far side. Heckman up the sideline in front of the Warsaw bench to Carson Gould, out to Trey Davis. Trey hands back to Carson Gould. He shoots a three-pointer. It's no good, and the rebound's taken by Shepard, and then the ball's taken away. Heckman the steal. Heckman a whistle, and timeout called by the Tigers. Timeout, Warsaw. It is a full timeout. 1:40 left to play in the fourth. Valley 53, Warsaw 52. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Jared Shaw, right next to me. Roger Grossman, Steve Scott, right down the street. 53-52 Valley. And time is of the essence here after this timeout taken by Warsaw.
That's at least the third time that I remember Drew Heckman not giving up on a play and ending up what they would call a back check in hockey. He comes from behind and is able to strip. I think it's his fourth that he's able to strip the ball away and give Warsaw an extra possession. And so this becomes huge now in the game. Not only does Drew, his offensive game's been outstanding, his defensive game's been great too.
Down by one, 1:40 left. Bricker, Martin, Jackson Gould, Carson Gould, and Heckman out there for Matt Moore. And Bricker will lob it into the backcourt to Carson. Carson through the center circle against Johnson. Now to Jackson Gould, near side of the center circle. Off of Martin, screen to the right, picked up by Akase. Fakes the handoff, drives in, floats it up, puts the Warsaw Tigers in the lead. Gould with 12. We have our 11th lead change of the game, 54-53, Warsaw by one. Kaiser, though, has the ball. Pressure there by Carson Gould. Started in, then takes it back off to the left sideline. Now he'll stop and go to the baseline. Steps back for a long three, way short, air ball. Rebound, Akase grabs it and scores. Akase with his first field goal since the third possession of the game. Valley back to lead, 55-54, 58 seconds left to play. Jackson Gould hands off to Carson Gould. And a whistle, and Matt Moore wants to map out what comes next. 52 seconds left to play. Tippecanoe Valley 55, Warsaw 54. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. This might be a crazy time to bring this up, but if you're wondering about sectional tickets for next week, we will have that information up at warsaw-tigers.com sometime tomorrow. Now, back to the order of business here. 52 seconds left to play, fourth quarter. Steven Akase's putback basket has given Valley a 55-54 lead. And there are 52 seconds to play. Warsaw will play it in between the volleyball line and the midcourt line on the near sideline at the near end. Carson Gould, Jackson Gould, Heckman, Martin, and Bricker. The best offensive five Matt Moore has out there in this moment. And it's Carson Gould to throw it in. And Heckman will go get it in the backcourt. He's one-on-one against Cumberland. He'll hand off in the weave. Jackson Gould, ball knocked out of his hands. He'll get it in the center circle. Back to Heckman, left wing. Down to the baseline, a whistle, and a hand-checking foul called against Nolan Cumberland. I have Nolan as having his first foul. Yep, Nolan with one. Eight team fouls on the Vikings. Heckman shoots 1-1 with his team down by one and 43.4 left to play. Drew at the free throw line, 1 out of 2. For the season, 68%. And Heckman gets the ball. One dribble, two dribbles, spins it, shoots it from his forehead, and got it.
It's a big free throw by Drew, especially on a call that we haven't seen all night. It was two hands on him on the drive. And quite frankly, if he doesn't get that call, I think Drew gets past Cumberland and finishes. So him knocking these in are huge.
Heckman puts them both in. Heckman makes both. Warsaw has the lead again, 56-55, 35 seconds to go. Now let's see how Joe Luce wants to play this. He has two timeouts left. Kaiser, off a screen, takes it left, 27 seconds, to the baseline side, cut off, picks up his dribble, timeout called by Tippecanoe Valley. This will be a full timeout. We will keep it right here so Jared Shaw can explain what might be happening next.
Well, I'll be honest with you, the last two possessions that Valley's had, they're trying to get the ball to Tate Kaiser and get him open, but Carson Gould has done an incredible job of staying in front of him. Last time he forced him into a step back three where Warsaw didn't get a blackout, but this time, they were forced to call a timeout because Carson's just staying on him. They're going to need that effort, but I expect them to maybe start setting a ball screen to try to get Kaiser going to his left because Warsaw's been forcing him to his right as much as they can. But if you're Warsaw, you have to block out. You have to keep it to, you know, if it's a missed shot, that's got to be their only opportunity. And that's easier said than done with Akase because he is an athletic player that can get underneath and grab rebounds.
16 fouls for Warsaw, so they do not have a foul to give. At this point, Valley's made a lot of free throws in this game. You wouldn't want them to go to the free throw line anyway. Valley's been called for 8. Valley ball, 24 seconds left. Warsaw does have a timeout left, so if Valley scores, they could call timeout and set something up.
This game certainly lived up to the hype, hasn't it?
Oh,
my goodness.
Nobody who bought a ticket tonight's been cheating.
Nope. In either game, both
either
games
game.
Are great.
Kaiser to throw it in. Carson Gould in front of him. Referee with some instructions for Carson about not crossing the line. Kaiser will lob it into the backcourt to Cumberland. Clock running, 23 seconds. Kaiser comes back to get it, 20 seconds. Now across the center line, 17. Cumberland left wing against Jackson Gould. One-on-one there. Drives left, takes it in. Falls, fires, banks it in. Cumberland scores, 11 seconds left. 7 seconds. Carson Gould down the lane. Back to Jackson. Three-pointer on the way. No good. It hit the backboard wire. It's out of bounds to Tippecanoe Valley. Gould got off a three in transition, but it hit the backboard wire on the bounce. It's out of bounds to Valley. They lead 57-56 with 1.2 left. And Valley's going to take timeout. They want to make sure and get this right. Timeout, Valley. It's their last with 1 second left. Jackson got off a shot. We had a great look at the angle. Thought for the whole time it was going to go in.
Well,
it did not.
And you have to imagine that in that timeout previous that Coach Moore said, if something happens where they are to score, I want to push the ball up and I'm not going to call timeout so we can get a shot. They got an open look, an open opportunity, but there was a lot of time left on the clock. Maybe necessarily not the shot you want, but you do have the ball in your hands of your senior leader in Jackson Gould to take it. But with 1.2 seconds, now you need a miracle.
A steal and score is all that will do. My guess is Luce is going to want to throw this ball the length of the court. Interesting that Matt Moore did not call timeout there after Tippecanoe Valley had scored. Valley will put it in from the near end on the baseline on the opposite side of the lane where we're sitting. Kaiser's going to throw it in. Jaeger's into the game to try to defend the inbound passer. Kaiser's got to stay still. He can't run the inline. Kaiser going to throw it high and far down the court. Tipped, grabbed by Heckman. He'll throw it the length of the floor. It's over the backboard. The game is over, and Tippecanoe Valley has won the game. Final score, 57-56. And now we got a problem in midcourt. Johnson immediately got in the face of Heckman, and they're taking Johnson to the locker room. They don't want any part of him going through the handshake line. That is a wise decision there by the coaching staff at Tippecanoe Valley, because that could have got ugly really fast. As soon as that shot was off the top of the backboard, Johnson ran right up there and started barking at Drew Heckman. And Heckman was not going to have it. And the Valley coaches got in there, got him separated, and saved what could have been an awful situation. Valley wins at Warsaw for the first time since 2014. Final score, 57-56. Post-game coverage begins next on News Now Warsaw. Well, what a game. We thought it would be a great game, and it turned out to be every bit of that. Unfortunately, the last chapter was written in this book by Tippecanoe Valley. Nolan Cumberland scoring with about 20 seconds to go. Is that right, or is that too much? 20 seconds. Warsaw had a chance. They dribbled down. They got the ball to Jackson Gould on senior night and had the storybook ending written all over it. But Gould's shot hit the back of the rim, bounced up, hit the backboard wire, and was ruled out of bounds correctly. And that set up Tippecanoe Valley to throw the ball the length of the court and win the game 57-56. Final scoring for the Vikings, who get their 18th win of the season and perhaps their most satisfying. Cooper Walls, 11 points. He fouled out. We can't say enough about what Cooper Walls did to affect this game in Tippecanoe Valley's favor. He had hit 15 three-pointers in 21 games. He hit three in the middle two quarters tonight, finished with 11 before he fouled out. Steven Akase, just 6 points, but you see what he's going to be. He's going to be a star someday. Kyler Johnson, 4 points. Nolan Cumberland with a game winner. He finished with 11. And Tate Kaiser comes back here to Warsaw and scores 25 points to lead the way for the Vikings here as they win 57-56 over the Tigers. For Warsaw, who falls to 13-8, Trey Davis, 8 points. Andrew Potter, 4. Luke Yeager, 2. 3 in double figures. Luke Bricker with 10. Jackson Gould with 12. Drew Heckman finished with 16 points. Warsaw trailed Valley 11-10 after 1. They were down 25-24 after 2. Warsaw outscored Valley 20-16 in the third to go up 44-41 after 3 quarters, but the Vikings outscored the Tigers 16-12 in the fourth, and they win it 57-56. It is the first time this season that Warsaw led after three quarters and lost the game. They had previously been 12-0. We were tied at 2, 7, 30, 37, 39, 41, 56, 52, and 55. And that's 10 times. And we had 14 lead changes here in the game. Again, the final, 57-56, Valley wins it. Warsaw won the JV game 44-39. We'll come back. Jared's got the final stats next on News Now Warsaw. Final score tonight, 57-56. Tippecanoe Valley wins at Warsaw on this Tuesday night, the final Tuesday night of the regular season. Here's Jared Shaw with the final stats brought to you by Oliver Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oliver Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oliverbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Go ahead, Jared.
For Tippecanoe Valley, they finished 21 of 37 from the field for 56%. That included 6 of 13 from the three-point line, 9 of 9 at the free throw line. Valley had 21 total rebounds and 13 turnovers. For Warsaw, they finished 22 of 48 from the field for 45%. That included 4 of 13 from the three-point line, 8 of 10 at the free-throw line. Warsaw had 18 total rebounds and had 8 turnovers. Points off turnovers, Tippecanoe Valley had 9, Warsaw had 4. second chance points. Tippecanoe Valley had 4. Warsaw had 13. Points per possession, Valley played to a 1.14, while Warsaw played to a 1.05. And points off the bench, Valley did not record a point off the bench, while Warsaw had 24 bench points.
All right, so I'm having trouble interpreting. Normally the stats give you a pretty good indication of how this game shook out. For you, obviously Cumberland hit the shot at the end, but for you, what was the difference?
Well, I mean, 9-for-9 at the free throw line if you're Valley is, I mean, you can't do any better than that. Warsaw, 8-of-10 at the free throw line. I just think, you know, when you look at the execution and how things went, Tate Kaiser made some huge shots down the stretch, and Warsaw just went a long stretch without being able to get points. And when they did, Valley turned around and got them at the other end. It was literally like a heavyweight boxing match with two teams just throwing haymakers. And, man, what a whale of a basketball game. And even you look at the stats, it's really hard to see how this game ended up where it was. And I can't wait to watch it again.
Warsaw falls at home, 57-56 to Tippecanoe Valley. We're waiting to hear from Matt Moore. We expect to do that here in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned next on News Now Warsaw. And 57-56, Tippecanoe Valley has come to Warsaw and beaten the Tigers, sent their huge throng of fans that came here tonight home very, very happy down State Road 25.
Well, apparently the Tippecanoe Valley fans that enjoyed a really good run by their girls team weren't done with basketball season because they all showed up here tonight. They had a tremendous crowd. This was probably the best atmosphere that we've had so far this season. But when you're looking at a tournament-type atmosphere, this is definitely the one that will get you kind of looking towards the tournament.
I was just thinking the same thing. This feels like a game two on a Friday night at Northside Gym when you've got all those people there. That it had that same kind of atmosphere.
Yep.
Listen, this is if you had any doubts about Tippecanoe Valley at all, which I don't.
No.
I have not. This result does not surprise me one bit. Frankly, there are things Valley, I mean, they leaned on Kaiser a lot to take them through this game, and they haven't had to do that because they've had such balance in their scoring. So the only thing that surprised me is the fact that Valley had really Kaiser and to a much lesser extent Cumberland to be their leaders. Matt Moore just ran up here. I'll give you a second to catch your breath. Again, Friday night, Carol will be here in the Tiger Den. The start time is 6 o'clock for the JV game. That's because in between the JV and the varsity, there will be a unified basketball game between Carol and Warsaw. And we highly encourage you to do whatever you need to do to be here for that because unified basketball is a lot of fun to watch. And it is basketball in its purest form. And we'll leave it at that. So you come out here on Friday, and you will see that in between games. Again, the JV game with Carroll to wrap up the regular season is at 6 p.m. on Friday. Matt Moore is here. That's a great game. I mean, that's that third quarter, those were two heavyweight fighters throwing haymakers at each other.
That's what you want this time of year, right?
Yeah.
You want to be in situations where it's tense. It comes down to details and possessions. And, you know, you have to give them a ton of credit, man. They've done a great job of leaning on their seniors, and they came through tonight. You know, Tade was awesome, and big bucket down the stretch. And, you know, we've got to do a better job of handling ourselves when things don't go well. I think I leave here disappointed that our guys, you know, are emotional about stuff that just doesn't impact the game. And we've got to do a better job of continuing to help them through that. And I don't want to take anything away from the competitive spirit of the game. And when you win, you shake hands the right way. When you lose, you shake hands the right way, and you got to do that a better job of that if you're Warsaw.
A game that featured 10 ties and 14 lead changes. But you go back to the beginning of the game, Coach. At the beginning of the game, Valley got the upper hand, and your guys just could never get over the hump in that second quarter. And can you explain why?
Well, I think because they have good players. You know, they're well coached. They understand kind of how to play. You know, they've won 18 games because they're good. I think that's the misconception. I think sometimes you just look at Valley and you go, oh, you know, they're Valley. Like, if you put Portage on their jersey, you know, you would go, man, that's a really good team. You know, I don't think people should take away from what they've accomplished this year, and they've done a tremendous job at it. And they got guys that can play. And so we got it to +4. got to get a stop. You know, I think that's where we have to kind of continue to lean into our ability to defend and give up an offensive rebound at a big moment down there where the big kid puts it in under the basket, give up an and one at a critical moment. So, you know, for us, it's you know, we grinded out offensive possessions, but we've got to be able to stack stops together. We just didn't do that at the critical times tonight.
It has to be at least a little disappointing that you were in a situation again tonight where you had the lead in the fourth quarter, you've spread the floor out, and your guys just weren't able to get the big plays, run that time, execute that the way you want.
Yeah, it was a really methodical game in the sense of how it was called too, right? There was no real rhythm for any team. With the number of fouls that, you know, they were in foul trouble. We had a few guys, you know, Jaeger right away picks up two, and you just never get a chance to be in the flow of the game. When we spread the floor a little bit, I think we were too conservative with not still trying to attack matchups. And at that point, you know, when you do draw help side, you got to be willing to pass the basketball and continue to take shots. And again, some of those shots we took were good shots, and we have to take those shots. Carson took a good shot. Luke Bricker took some good shots. Other guys did too. But when you're down the stretch, you know, that's what you want. You're in that same position. You know, and I told them, I said, if they happen to score here, we're not going to call timeout. We're going to go with it. We don't want them to set their defense and get the matchups that they want. So we've got to get it out quickly. I think there was 9 seconds or so, and we get it in and get it up the floor. And that's what we wanted to do. And we've worked on that, and that's something that, you know, we've got to continue to put ourselves in a position to, in these moments, in the next 2 weeks, you know, that's a situation right there that we can continue to go back to now and learn from, because no matter who you draw in the sectional, the feel of that game Tuesday night is just a little bit more tense than it is in a typical high school game on a Tuesday, right? So these are good moments for our guys to have to experience, and unfortunately you gotta walk in that locker room and you gotta hold your head high and you gotta take ownership of stuff, and it's not the end of your season. You got another one Friday against even a better team in many ways in Fort Wayne Carroll. And you gotta stay bonded together, because what your goal to accomplish can still be accomplished, but you can't do it if you're looking in the rearview mirror.
Warsaw 57-56 losers tonight to Tippecanoe Valley. We will see you on Friday, sir.
Sounds good.
Matt Moore of the Warsaw Tigers after the loss tonight to the Vikings here in the Tiger Den. We will come back. We'll wrap things up next on News Now Warsaw. Again, we say a big thank you to Chris Cage back at the station tonight for his assistance. Him staying late and making the long trip back to his house on a Tuesday night went way above and beyond, and we appreciate that. So Steve could come here, and after three or four years he's been running games with us, he gets a chance to see it from our end and listen in to what goes on from here. Your final thoughts, sir, on a very, very, very entertaining night of basketball.
All day it was kind of like I was kind of expecting this. These two teams going at it, I knew how good Valley was, and I knew we had the capability, and we played good basketball leading up to this point. And this was everything that I think anybody that was planning on showing up could hope for. Both teams just going at it toe-to-toe and battling. And, you know, ultimately Nolan Cumberland scores the last bucket, but Tate Kaiser, you know, 2 years ago he was in a Tiger jersey. When you come into the Tiger Den, you either have one or two outcomes after you've been here before and then you go to another team. You're either going to play really, really bad, or you're going to play like Tate Kaiser did tonight. And that was really, really well, and he made some key shots down the stretch for Valley. And, you know, they've got a winnable sectional. Valley could definitely win their sectional. They're no longer with the Northwood and West Noble group. They're away from them, I believe CMA and them. So definitely an opportunity for them to make a run, because they have the pieces in place that they could make a run in the tournament, and I look forward to following them as we go along.
Yeah, you think about it, they could have been in that sectional with West Noble, who's number four, and Northwood, who's number one. That would have been a loaded sectional. Now they are in with Bremen, Knox. They do have to play Glenn,
yep.
And Glenn is really good. Travis Hand and his bunch, that's a really good outfit. But that's a very winnable sectional, especially if they can get past the first game on Tuesday. They're going to be a heavy favorite against Bremen on Friday, and then you get in the championship, anything can happen.
Yeah, and you know this is a team that has matchup problems for anybody that they play because of their guard play. And if you're going to get the production that they got from Cooper Walls tonight, they're a really tough out in the tournament. But you know, when you look at Warsaw, they had balanced scoring, but once again, Drew Heckeman, when the time was needed, two steals and back-to-back dunks. This Tiger team seems like they just haven't put everything together quite yet. And when they can, they can go up to Elkhart and they can make a run. But like you said, anything happens in a championship game, they're going to have two games to get there, and then they can kind of throw all their chips in the middle and see what they can do. But hopefully we have a long week next week to watch the Tigers play.
See you Friday.
Absolutely.
Don't forget, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, yep.
5:55 pregame coverage for JV action on News Now Warsaw on Friday as the Carroll Chargers come to the Tiger Den to wrap up the regular season. Finals tonight, Warsaw won the JV game 44-39 for their eighth straight win. They're 15-5. Valley falls to 18-3. And in the varsity, 10 ties, 14 lead changes, including Nolan Cumberland hitting the game winner just outside the lane for his 10th and 11th points to give Tippecanoe Valley a 57-56 win here in the Tiger Den over Warsaw. For Jared Shaw, for Chris Cage, for Steve Scott here at the Tiger Den, I'm Roger Grossman. Have a great night, everyone.